Okay, now...
Yes?
I'm sorry, I don't see the distinction.
Okay.
Between four-story and backstory.
Okay, the problem begins at the point between four-story and backstory. Now, at that point, is the main character fully justified or unjustified? Well, if you have a story where they are fully justified, then they are unjustified in the backstory, and the backstory is about how they got to be all screwed up. Then the story begins when the moment that becomes a problem, and the four-story is about trying to get them unscrewed up again. And the reverse could be true, where here's somebody who was screwed up, and they reached a point of being unscrewed up, and the story begins with a problem that threatens to cause them to get screwed up again.
Now, for the most part, nowadays, in film particularly, the convention is to focus on the four-story. What we call, generally, either part of it can be a story. If you're looking at what got you here as opposed to where you are, the four-story is where you are in terms of the film. There are some stories, or some films, or some works that go the whole cycle. Like It's a Wonderful Life. That one has, it start right in the middle, George wants to kill himself. He's definitely got a problem here. Then we go rewind time back to George without any problems. How did he get to be this way? We go through his entire backstory in one nice chronological sequence. Then we're right there where we were, and from that point on, we have Clarence pop in, and then we show how he can get out of that by showing, you know, what life without George, and he then comes to a point where he then decides, oh, of the choice, should I be in the world or should I not have been in the world? I want to be in the world. And then you have the epilogue, which proves that yes, it's not only is it a good choice, but it ends in success.
Backstory and four-story in the same work, completely told. So you see how the justifications occurred, and then how they were gotten rid of.
Typically, rise and fall stories are the full cycle, and that's why when you see the entire cycle, one side of it's usually going to be the abbreviated one. Because if you know painstakingly how you got there, you pretty much know the other side of the hill. You know, you just got to get down there. Another example of a full story is Anti-Mame. Not the musical Mame, but the film with Rosalind Russell. It starts out with a non-problem, and particularly the relationship between she and her nephew, which rises to a crisis point, and then she changes, and she then goes about changing his environment so that he will change in the second half of it. But that's one of the reasons when you do a full cycle like this, the stories are very long. You'll see them a lot in novels, but because you've got time is not as big of an issue. You've got a lot of space to do that. But in the film, you don't see that nearly as much. The convention is that you show the four-story and just touch on the back so people can sort of draw their conclusions as to how they got there.